Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba, broadcasting live from the Renton Business Launchpad. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas with Team Reba, REMAX Metro Eastside.
And we have Isabel with us from the Shadow Preserve. Welcome back, Isabel.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So we know the Shark Tank is coming up soon, and you guys have a pitch ready for that. Would you care to share that pitch with our listeners right now?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Go for it. Should we time you?
That might be helpful.
All right.
Timing it this morning.
Okay. Go for it.
Well, I am really lucky to work at an organization, Shadow Lake Nature Preserve, that was founded on the hard work and passion of two concerned citizens. So Max and Aaron Princeton purchased the first property of land. It was 18 acres back in 1995. And that property is located right off of Maple Valley Highway near Lake Youngs in Renton.
Okay.
And that property included Shadow Lake Bog, a 5,000-year-old peat moss bog we've been speaking about already. It's a really beautiful habitat. Today, the organization has grown to protect 97 acres and include an amazing education program. That program hosts the fourth grade class from Tahoma High School each year and has many classes and events throughout the year for the community and is Washington State accredited in science education. So we've come a really far way over the years. We are, however, ambitious to grow much more. We aim to expand the reach of our education programming. And to do that, we do ask our community for some support. So we're undergoing a rebrand process and looking to expand our network of community partners. Supporting Shadow means taking an active role in the education of the future stewards of our community's natural resources. It also means joining a collaborative group of local conservationists and expanding your presence within the environmental community of South King County. Finally, supporting Shadow means saving beautiful habitat in your own backyard. In order to expand the reach of our programming, we're asking for both financial and technical support. If you feel like you have resources or skills that could assist this project, please don't hesitate to communicate with that.
Please communicate.
Yes. Please. So you can find us on the web at shadowhabitat.org. We're also on Facebook as Shadow Lake Nature Preserve and always open to any types of suggestions or collaborations anyone has to offer.
And I know you're also on Twitter.
We are. We're on Twitter, Instagram, at Shadow Habitat.
Excellent. I know I've actually tagged you guys several times when we had you on the show before, so... Is that the end of the pitch?
Yeah, that's our
pitch. Okay, well, you did it in less than 3 minutes, which you said you thought was your time. So, excellent. We had 2.5 minutes, actually a little bit less than 2.5 minutes, so nice job.
Awesome. Mindset. That's good to know for later this afternoon.
It's a good test, right? Very good test. Excellent. All right, well, we do want to encourage our listeners that if you are compelled to be a part of Shadow Habitat, definitely get in touch with these folks. Having been there personally and being someone who's very, you know, I am a green realtor and I care a lot about the environment and green construction and making our Earth State a good place for us to be. And part of that means saving really key places such as the
Keep our communities
bog.
Livable.
Yes, absolutely. This is a key thing for our local water quality. A lot of people don't understand that bog absolutely is a massive filter. And Lake Youngs, that you happen to mention that you guys are nearby, is a massive water reservoir for the Seattle area. So having something that helps keep that area clean with the water and filtering and keeping all the human element basically out of it is really important. So
it
I
is.
Personally thank you very much for all the work you guys do there.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much, Isabel. It's just a really, really cool place. And so just to see the passion with Max and you and the whole staff there, it's really, really fun to see.
Yeah, and we've got some fun videos that we actually shared on our Facebook about the tours that we did while we were there. So we've got some of the commentary and about the bio area as well that we could share.
Hopefully good video.
Yeah,
we might have had one or two adult beverages while we were out there.
Okay, a few of you were definitely the peanut gallery, and I tried to avoid that as much as possible. But, all right. So we're going to move on. Isabel, again, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And we are going to swap out to a new group. So we're going to ask you to leave the headsets if you would. And we're going to bring on Cast for Kids. And we're not talking about, like, somebody broke an arm or a leg or a toe or something and they need to get some plaster of Paris on them. We have Cast for Kids, and we have not yet met personally.
No, we have not.
Yeah, so please introduce yourself to us and our listeners.
Okay. Well, my name is Jessica Kelly, and I am with the Cast for Kids Foundation. My title currently is the operations manager, but I wear a lot of hats, so to speak.
And I saw you took off
the
hat
right there.
Yeah, I have my red hat on today. But
yes, had to take that off to put on your headset.
I did. but yeah, so I am an event coordinator at local events here, and then I help with all of our events throughout the country, and of course manage operations at the foundation level as well.
So Jessica, tell us about Cast for Kids. What do you do?
Cast for Kids is a program that puts on fishing events for kids with special needs. So we basically have...
That kind of cast.
Yes.
Oh,
catch.
You just got my attention.
Yes, I know. This is a massive fisherman right here. This guy can fish like nobody's business.
Okay. Yeah, so catch a special thrill is what CAST stands for. So we want the kids
okay,
to come
I've
out.
Always wondered. Okay.
Yes,
catch a special thrill. I love it. Okay.
And so we pair up the kids and their parent or guardian and pair them up with a volunteer boat captain,
okay.
an experienced fisherman.
Okay.
And they go out fishing on the water for 3 or 4 hours. And so they get to just be out there on the water, calm or not so calm if they're flying down the lake.
No. True.
That's sometimes one of the kids' favorite part is just literally going on the boat ride.
Well, there
that's
is
all they
a thrill.
Do.
There is a thrill. I know my husband loves when he gets our boat up on a certain glide and he's just barreling down the waterway.
Yeah. So and then, and so, you know, when they're done with their boat ride and they're down sitting in the water just with their, you know, baiting their hook and sitting out there and just learning patience.
Right.
Yes.
And then learning how to set the hook.
That's true. The fish don't just bite because you feel like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and the boat captains are out there fishing too, so sometimes they help, you know, and then the kid gets to reel in a fish. And, so it's just really exciting, you know.
Okay.
The majority of the kids, it's not something they've ever thought that they could do.
Okay.
Their parents just don't, you know, a lot of parents don't have fishing experience.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
And so getting them out there with somebody who's experienced and know what's going on and teaching them all of that.
Yeah, because there is a little bit of danger when it comes to fishing, depending on what kinds of things. Because there's hooks.
There's hooks.
There's machinery, depending on what you're fishing for. You know,
of
I know
course,
you
yeah.
do a whole lot of other things besides just fish. You do shrimp and crab and all other kinds of things. And you've got mechanical equipment on your boat. I know that. Eventually that will be on our boat. I know that's coming.
Yeah, I'm working on that for your husband.
You don't need his, he doesn't need your help. Trust me.
So, wow, this is fantastic. So Jessica, where do you normally go? Is this mostly freshwater type fishing?
The majority of our events are freshwater.
Okay.
Yes. We're out on lakes. We do have a couple events that are on rivers.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some events that are shore events that they're not big enough. The pond is not
big enough for
boats, and so they're shore fishing.
Got it.
But we do actually have in Tacoma, we have an event that is a saltwater event. We go out on the Puget Sound out in Tacoma.
Nice.
And so they do go out there and they catch sharks.
Very
fun. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I like to call them sharks anyway.
Well,
they're dogfish.
Truly in the shark tank.
And that's actually what was kind of in my mind because they're very easy to catch and they're usually 2 or 3 feet long.
Yeah,
and
that's
so
exciting.
If a person's never caught a fish before to all of a sudden see a shark coming up is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And as an experienced fisherman, anytime I get one, I was like, oh man, you know, I want salmon. But, you know, but I have
you're
to say as a little kid, that's pretty darn exciting to be reeling in a 3 foot long shark.
So, yes. What's the typical age range?
So the kids are 5 to 18, and the 18 is kind of an ish.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because, you know, kids with special needs, they're some of them develop mentally at a different rate than they do physically.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I've had clients with children that depending on what the issue is, are lifelong, you know, dealing in different programs sometimes. So, no, that's fantastic. I love that you guys are doing this. Now, you mentioned sometimes national.
Yeah, we have events across the country.
Okay, so this is not just a local organization, it's a national organization?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so what is the pitch you're going to give to the Shark Tank today?
Well, for me, it's I am telling them about Cast for Kids, because even though we've been here for 25 years, there are tons of people that never heard of us.
Right.
And so really, it's me telling them
about... I learned about you from the Renton Chamber.
Yeah,
because I think we had an event that you guys were the beneficiary of some of the proceeds from one of those events. So,
All right. So there's a lot of people that have never heard of us. And it's, you know, understandable because we are, they're smaller events. It's not, you know, the Cast for Kids event is taking 40 kids out fishing in that event. And it's an annual event.
That's big.
I mean, it's a lot of people, but it's not hundreds of people.
Right.
You know, and so, so we, today I'm leaving it open to the sharks. You know, like they can be a regional sponsor. We have 10 events in the state of Washington.
Okay.
They can be a national sponsor.
And are you looking, for funds to finance operations? Are you looking for volunteers or combination?
Well, we're always looking for fishermen to come take the fish, the kids fishing.
Do you ever go to the boat shows?
We haven't.
To try and find them. Has that ever been fruitful?
We don't go anymore.
Okay. That answers the question. Okay.
Because we have a lot of, we work with the fishing clubs.
Okay.
And so that's where we get a lot of our fishing.
Of course. Sure.
Fishing volunteers.
All these things I'm learning. I didn't even realize there were fishing clubs.
Yeah.
Right.
There's a club for everything, isn't there?
Well, walleye clubs, bass clubs, salmon clubs.
Well, you have to call them out because they might be some of our listeners. You don't know.
Yeah, that's right. Occasionally those clubs might actually even go fishing.
True. You know, I do have some uncles in Kansas that always said that they went on a hunting trip every year.
Right. Never
seen never
to get
got
a deer.
Deer.
Yeah,
never got deer.
That.
My grandfather got deer, but my uncles never quite so much.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to get a deer when you never leave the tent.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Oh,
tricky.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic, Jessica. Well, I really appreciate your stopping by. And
absolutely.
When we come back, we actually have more with our guests here from the Business Launch Pad at Renton. Stay tuned for more with Open House with Team Reba.
Open House with Team Reba will be right back.